That brings us to item 18, Ms. Iverson, failure to report. How many cases do we have?
Good afternoon, Commissioner. We had three cases before. All three persons have been in touch with staff. Two are here. One was not able to be here due to transportation issues. We can take the case today, or you all can decide to delay it until the next commission meeting.
Proceed.
The first case is for Mr. James R. Marshall. Mr. Marshall has been out of compliance. He was notified with two postcards. You have his summary information on 2-1. He was sent a certified mail as the third notification. His return receipt was not returned to us. It was unclaimed. His personal serve letter went out on May the 8th, and he actually received it on May the 9th. Mr. Marshall is standing to my right, and he is here, and he can explain to you why he was not able to comply with his commercial harvest.
So can you tell me again what months he's missing? Is that in?
Absolutely. If you look on 2-2, it has commercial fisherman compliance summary.
Right.
He's missing June and December of 2011, September and December of 2010. Mr. Marshall has resolved everything except for 1 month, which is June 2011. He worked with another harvester. That harvester did not put his MRC ID on his report. So Mr. Marshall needs to get a letter from Mr. Hogg in order stating that he was working on his vessel. Once that is received, he will be resolved as far as his compliance.
Mr. Marshall, let me swear you in. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. What do you have to say?
I told other people to do something. Somebody else.
Can you speak into the mic?
I've been working with somebody else all my life, and all I thought I was doing it, you know. You got my card number and everything.
Do you understand the importance of reporting?
That's what I didn't know, see, you know. I thought he's supposed to do it for all of us on the boat, you know. The captain was. So I didn't know how it was done now. I know it now.
All right, so we're not going to see you back here again. What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 2 years probation for Mr. Marshall.
2 years probation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Commission have any questions of Mr. Marshall? Mr. Palmer?
How long did it take to get everything in compliance once he was notified in June and December?
We just got everything today, and he's still missing, like I stated, the June 2011.
Right. Did he give you any problems or anything like that? Was he cooperative with you?
I'm sorry?
Did he give you any problems, or did he try to work with you right away?
Absolutely no problems. Mr. Marshall was working with us back in the back up until it was time for us to actually come in here. So we got everything resolved except for that 1 month.
So there was no attempts at evasion or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
One question. Sure. As far as his address and any reason why he wasn't getting his mail? Or
no reason why. His address was verified. Everything is correct. Everything's been going to him as stated.
You never received the cards or the
But
the letter that was...
I didn't get nothing. Just upload that piece of paper at the time.
Right.
It was old.
Okay.
Any further questions? Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff's recommendation.
Sick moves to 2 year probation, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Mr. Marshall, we don't want to see you back here. You're on probation for 2 years. Thank you.
The next case is for Mr. Tracy Bonneville. Mr. Bonneville has the same scenario. He's on 3-1. He was sent a postcard notification, two postcard notifications, certified mail. His also returned unclaimed his certified letter. He was served on the 8th, and he actually received it on the 8th as well. Mr. Bonneville was able to get his reports in the office except for 2010. He still owes us harvest information for 2010. If you look at his attachment on 3-2, his 2012 has been resolved, his 2011 has been resolved, his 2010 is still unresolved. We told Mr. Marshall, Mr. Bonneville, that he would have to get those 2010 reports into our office in order for us to resolve his compliance issue. He was told that if he did not have his information in the office, that we would suspend licenses until he actually did turn in all of his delinquency. And he does still have April through November 23rd.
What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation from him is also 2 years probation.
2 years probation, provided he gets the...
Provided he gets the compliance information in here. It's actually to suspend until he actually has it here.
Okay.
We do not have those 2010 records in the office.
Mr. Bonneville, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. What do you have to say?
I mean, I thought until I come down here today, I didn't really read the paper. I thought that I had 2010 was already in. I mean, I still say that I put them in the mail and it just probably got lost. But I got to go home, like I said, to see if I do have. If I don't, I will get them in here immediately.
How quick is immediately?
I'll have them here within the week.
Any comments, questions?
Well,
Mr. Schick?
I mean, we see 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 9, 10, 11, 12. We've had a reporting issue going on for quite a long time. Am I reading that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sir.
And then we have a couple other little issues with crab and fines. I mean, I don't know how many chances we give somebody. I mean, that's, you know, when you don't report, it's the same as stealing from your fellow crabbers, you know, your fellow watermen. I mean, that's exactly what happens.
I recall a staff analysis that I believe indicated it cost the agency about $6,000-$7,000 to investigate and bring these types of cases to the commission to get them this far. I'm wondering, how long does it take you to make $6,000 or $7,000?
A long time.
Several weeks.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, a lot longer than that now. All I can say is apologize for the way I've been doing it, and it won't happen again in the future. I promise you, I'll keep everything up to date.
Do we have your attention now?
Yeah, you got my attention. Yes, sir.
Because if you come back here, you know, it only takes one more case, and there's going to be some serious repercussions.
I understand.
Any further comment, Mr. Palmer?
I just want to know, is he cooperative? Any problems?
Yes, Mr. Bonneville was very cooperative.
Okay. Motion, if I may?
Sure.
The Bonneville family has a great reputation as fishermen. I mean, they really are. But, you know, fishing's part of it, and, you know, back in the day, that's all you had to do was drop a trap down or set a net and catch them and be done. But, unfortunately, you know, the way times have gone, the numbers are very important. If you look at all of those people sitting behind you, they deal with the numbers every single day. And if the wrong numbers show up, somebody's out of business, and it's not them. So it's really important to get that stuff done. Motion to accept staff recommendation to use probation, providing he gets all the stuff in.
Within the week?
Within the week.
Okay.
You want to set a date certain, sir? Seven
days from today.
7 days
let's
from
make,
today.
Since we have a Memorial Day holiday, let's make it Thursday week.
All right, that'd be the...
By end of day Thursday.
31st.
Thursday.
You understand that? You got to have those in by the 31st. Any comments on the motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Schick. Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.
Can I ask you one question? What is probation? Is that pertaining just to the reporting, or is that, say, like if you get a ticket?
Any violation in the next 2 years, you're back here.
So call them right.
Right, yeah.
I know. no. Pardon me?
It's hard to do if you have a
fax. I crave 300
tries every day.
6 days a week.
I mean, that's
255, so I know. Believe me, I crave every day.
If he accidentally puts too many in there, unbeknownst to me, then I'm running.
You're back here, yes. That's right. Thank you. Next.
Mr. Brady is the gentleman that has that did not show up today. He was the one that had transportation issues. He could, you could take his case or you could delay it to the next commission meeting for him to appear.
What would y'all like to do on
he
that?
He is resolved. All of his harvest David has been resolved.
Oh, he has resolved. Yes. Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes, I spoke to Mr. Brady's wife. They had trouble getting their tags to get the funds to get their tags to get here. I suspect if you, for the automobile. So if you delay a month, we don't know what kind of situation will be. But Mr. Brady was the first to resolve out of the three all the issues, all the compliance issues. And I think if the commission will allow, it's probably better just to put him on probation now. But staff will contact him, both in writing and give him a call to make sure he understands the situation.
Question?
Yes. 2 years
probation?
Yes. Mr. Kugelberg?
I just want to make sure that this gentleman has been notified of the potential ramifications of what might happen today. Is he aware that he may be suspended or put on probation for 2 years?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because it's a quasi-criminal proceeding in a way. Sure. You're taking something from somebody.
It's a pleasure of the commission.
Move to take staff's recommendation in 2 year probation, and he doesn't have to come before the board.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Comments on the motion? Mr. Palmer.
I gotta be honest, I'd like to see him have to come down here. Staff's gotta go through all that work to get him notified. These things inconvenience him a little bit.
Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries 4-1. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that in that conversation the staff has with him that you convey the same concerns that we expressed to the other two individuals and make sure he understands a violation of any type brings him back here.